Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty, hey, yeah.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
Good Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. Good Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday, and yeah, it's still pretty dark. The we have to wait for a couple of more months before yung meron na tayo nung we jump from bed, because when our eyes open, it's like, hala, tanda na araw.
That mini heart attack.
That mini heart attack. Because for now, I really feel like, Is it time to get up? And dilim pa.
But you know, the sky is so nice outside. I don't know what you call these clouds. I feel like you would know, Chico. Yung para siyang ano? Para siyang flat.
Cirrus.
Cirrus, there.
Cirrus.
Yeah.
Yung para ano,
it's so
yung parang
nice.
Nagninisnis yung mga clouds.
Oh, exactly.
Yun. Cirrus. Cirrus. Are you ano? Why
are you
so
serious? Why is
are
so
you
serious?
Serious? Why is so serious? So today we're going to do the top 10 courtesy of somebody, of course, usually.
You know.
Not courtesy of nobody. There, Kyle Yanis. So thank you, Kyle. Kyle Yanis wanted us to do the top 10. Hashtag, kung ang gusto mo. So basically, okay. It's like, kung ang gusto mo blank, then ito yung bibigay ko sa'yo or ito yung gagawin ko. So better if we give you examples. Kung ang gusto mo extreme sports, try mo bungee jumping, pero yung tali mo sinulid.
Try lang.
Pili ko sobrang extreme, sobrang exciting. Uh-oh. Which is something I'll never do. Even the legit bungee jumping, FYI.
Never in your life like, if you want to do it?
Never. No. Even skydiving, no. Anything that includes height, kaya ko kunyari, sure, like you're strapped in. Like for example, roller coaster. Kaya ko yon. Kasi you know, ang nakatali ka talaga, not even nakatali, naka seat belt ka, merong thing over your shoulder. I feel very secure with the whatever. Kasi with bungee jumping, ang daming pwede mangyari. Gets? Like, the danger is real. Pwedeng mapatid yung whatever or hindi pala nakaklamp yung harness mo. With skydiving, even more. Pwedeng hindi bumukas yung parachute mo. Pwedeng, you know what I mean? So, it's too extreme.
Oh.
I can handle height kung sobrang medyo na-minimize mo na talaga yung danger.
Oh,
so like,
what about,
right.
Have you, ano?
What
have
about
you
those tilted, ano? Tilted attractions?
Like what?
I think strap-in ka din naman.
There are some may hindi ka strap-in, pero like yung you stand
by
a window. Of course, you're in a building, but you know, the building is tilted. Or at least your view becomes still
gets.
I can rein in my fear pag ganon. Even that, remember may mga ano, uso ngayon na yung swimming pool na magja-jut out of the building. Tapos transparent yung ilalim. So you're literally floating like hundreds of feet above
you're okay
the
with
ground.
Those.
I can do that. Alam mo yung parang umuurong yung mga sounds like jet lag ko. Pero umuurong siya, pero kaya ko tiisin. Pero pag kasi kunyari like, okay, another example na hindi ko kaya, like yung jumping off of like high dive, yung mataas na mataas, platform diving.
Ah.
Kasi pag ganun, I can panic, land badly. you know, and I
right.
can
any sort of
myself.
Parang free diving.
Free fall.
Free falling. Ayaw mo.
Yeah, you know what? What's super crazy? Have you ever experienced a tree drop? Yung parang you go to like a really high place. Tapos, so may harness ka naman, di drop ka. Pero, alam mo yung magsustop sa'yo, like humans din. Like, they would stop
right.
it. Like, the rope. Tapos parang, well, ano eh, parang nagawa namin yung sa Subic, like that adventure thing in Subic, if you guys remember that.
Yeah.
And then, meron naman parang, what do you call that? Like, blow-up thing at the bottom.
Blow-up doll?
Like a net?
Like a blow-up bed. Parang ganun.
Okay.
Chico, masisave ko man ang blow-up doll pag kinatch ka, no? I don't think so.
It can save
naman
you
yun,
some
diba?
Lonely nights.
I guess,
naman yun, eh.
That wasn't it. I did not land on that. It was like a big okay. blow-up thing. Na parang just in case may mangyari, you that's where you would land. But what they would do is they would stop you right before you hit the blow up bed or something. Hindi lang siya bed, eh. Malaki talaga siya. So parang feeling mo safe ka talaga. But
I've actually,
yeah,
ano,
so crazy.
When the last time we went to Malaysia, I actually posted like videos of it. We went to like a, what do you call it? Zipline park. So
yeah.
you go through an entire, para siyang, you go on a journey. You go from like, you kind of like walk from zipline to zipline. So you go through a total of, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 mm-hmm. ziplines. Tapos pataas siya ng pataas, pahaba siya ng pahaba. Hindi siya ano, kaya ko siya. Like, you know, kasi like, you're basically just walking from treetop to treetop. Tapos ganun, mag-aano ka lang, i-harness ka nila, and then you'll zipline, tapos you're like super taas. Pero yun nga eh, parang pag na-minimize mo naman yung things that can go wrong,
mm-mm,
parang
okay.
kaya ko siya. Oo, I
so kumbaga pag ano, pag pahaba na pahaba, hindi ka na natatakot.
Hindi naman. I mean, syempre, mas natatakot, pero...
Ready to face it, che.
In my head, parang kaya ko to. Na kaya ko yung iba.
Ganun.
Na kaya ko yun. Tsaka maganda sa kanya.
Ako pa.
Tsaka maganda sa kanya, ano eh, may gradation siya. So, una, maikli. Tapos, mahaba na ba. So, nasasanay ka kasi hindi mahaba agad, di ba?
Oh, dapat maiksi muna, oo.
But it was pretty fun, ha? Although, may mga napapanood rin ako na in other countries, yung mga tipong hindi pala siya na-strap in properly. Tapos
oh my
midway,
God.
Biglang natatanggal yung harness. Yung mga ganun na...
Oh my!
They're literally hanging on by one hand.
Diba? And, didn't you know, read about it? Yung mag-jowa tapos yung...
Yes.
When the jowa jumped, hindi pala siya yung naka-strap in, but na nagkamali siya, na akala niya, nakita niya, na sinignal nung mga, tao.
Yes.
It's her or his turn. Tapos tumalon siya to his or her death.
Mm-mm. Tapos hindi pa pala siya, hindi pa pala niya turn.
Hindi pala siya hindi pa pala equipment niya naka-ready.
So, mga ganyan. Ako, I've seen a video.
Freak accidents. Yeah, they happen.
Yeah.
Bungee jumping na, yun, hindi napatid yung cord, pero na natanggal yung kung saan naka-attach.
Oh my God.
So, nakakabit pa rin siya sa cord, pero, and the cord buo pa rin, pero yung where it's attached to the top, natanggal siya. Tapos, dire-diretso siya sa ground. So, yeah. Not into extreme sports. No thanks. Another example, kung ang gusto mo, yung loyal, faithful, at never kang iiwan, sige, bigyan kita ng shih tzu. Sa aso ka na lang.
Okay, you just described the dog.
I swear on TikTok, sobrang daming shih tzu na parang tao.
How?
Yung they smile. Like they literally listen to their owners na parang there's this popular shih tzu na pag tinatawag siyang Pogi, for example, bibigyan ka niya ng smile na parang tao. It's almost scary, actually. I mean, it's cute, but it's a little weird when you see it. Para silang
I wanna
tao.
See patingin.
Like, tas parang pag may ginawa sila, like, mukha silang tao na nakakatakot. Promise. I swear.
Oh my gosh.
They look a little creepy.
Shih Tzus kasi remind me of ano, Ewoks, Star Wars.
They're so cute.
Diba? Parang ginawang tao na Shih Tzu kasi ang Ewoks eh. When the first time I saw the Ewoks, I was like, my gosh, they look like Shih Tzus. Like human Shih Tzus. And another example, kung ang gusto mo, pleasure and pain, punta ka sa bahay mamaya, magdala ka ng lubid tsaka feather duster.
Ay! Okay. Ay! Ay, excited.
Ay! Sabi tayo.
Exciting at 6:35.
Saka maganda yung ano, yung hindi mo alam exactly kung ano yung gagawin.
Oo eh.
Eh, nasa iyo lang yung ingredients.
Mm-mm. Eh siya ba, alam niya gagawin ko dun.
Parang hindi na ata pleasure and pain yun. Parang
na.
Cereal and killer. Iba yung lubid eh, pag ikaw ang nagdala. Mm-mm. And another example, kung ang gusto mo, higher position sa company, sige, sure. Lilipat kita mula second floor to the fifth floor. Higher position.
Tapos walang higher elevator.
Nako. I remember we stayed in a, I don't know if you even call it a hotel. Kasi hindi naman siya ganun kalaki. Pero we were billeted on the third floor. Tapos wala siyang hagdan. Tapos alam mo yung wala rin silang
hagdan?
And it's a wala siyang hagdan, sorry. Wala siyang elevator.
Elevator.
So hagdan lang siya. So tapos walang staff, parang do it yourself eh, very do it yourself. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we had these large luggage kasi ano to eh, we weren't staying there. It was more like we'll just spend the night tapos move on to our actual destination. Pero syempre, it was a long vacation. So, ang lalaki ng mga luggage naman. And we were like, how do we go to our room? And they're like, you go by the stairs. And
they're like, they were so confused.
Yeah, and we were like, and who's going to bring up the luggage? And they're like, you?
So, how did you bring up the luggage?
Yeah, well, talaga, we had to lug it up. Like talagang grunting and snorting all the way up. Kasi mabigat siya. Tapos hindi siya yung malaking hagdan. Alam mo yung parang hagdan ng mga, what you call it, fire escape. Medyo ganun yung...
Masikip, oo.
Masikip siya. Tsaka medyo makipot na. Like, oh my gosh, it was such a struggle to go. Tapos alam mo yung pag yung mga bumaba kayo for food, kunyat, tapos may nakalimutan kayo sa kwarto. Ang hassle.
Ang
flights of stairs na naman yung aakyatin nyo. And I'm like, may mga ganun pala. And I think the whole place was like 5 floors yata. Buti na sa third lang kami. I just imagine. What if you were on the top floor? My gosh.
Yeah. In Europe, that's pretty common kasi the buildings are quite old. So, diba?
Right.
So, hindi pa uso yung ma-elevators and residential buildings. A lot of them don't have elevators. So, wala.
Can you imagine yung mga ano, yung mga nakalimutan mo yung susi mo, ng kotse, nakalimutan mo yung...
Even just lugging your groceries up and down.
Yes.
Diba?
Yeah.
And minsan ano, like yung... Can you imagine the people delivering your water? Yung mga, di ba usually ano yun, malaking containers yun. Ang hassle. And one last example. Kung ang gusto mo magkaroon ng love life ASAP, eh babaan mo yung standards mo. Yung it like, di ba? Parang like, it's actually doable. Kasi a lot of the time when we say stuff like, why, bakit walang ano, bakit walang may gusto sa akin, it's not because walang may gusto sa'yo. Maraming may gusto sa'yo, ayaw mo lang. Di ba? Ang walang nagkakagusto sa'yo, yung gusto mo. I mean, that's really the... There was this one point when I was still single na it was a realization na, oo nga, no? I keep complaining that nobody falls in love with me. When, in fact, when I actually look at it, marami namang, kumbaga, marami namang, quote-unquote, nanliligaw. Hindi man nanliligaw. Pero alam mo, may gusto rin
maraming
sa akin.
Maraming candidates. Uh-oh.
Maraming candidates. And for a fact, sinasabi nila na that, you know, they want to be in a relationship with me. Pero hindi ko sila gusto. So, in my head, not counted. Pero lahat ng gusto ko, ayaw sa akin. Parang ganun yung ano. Pero you have to see it. You have to see na it's not that nobody wants you. It's that, it's just that hindi mo sinalin gusto. So, yung mga gusto mo, yung walang gusto sa'yo. So, if you actually just change your standards, you could. You could be in a relationship. Diba?
Yeah.
And we're not saying bababaan eh. It's more like, change it.
Change it.
Ibahin mo yung hinahanap mo. Oo.
Grabe, ngayon, on TikTok, people are going crazy over Hailee Steinfeld. Kasi, ano eh, she went on an interview in a radio station. And then the host asked, parang they were talking about dating. And then the host asked her, na parang, so, nobody asks you out? And she answered with, no, I get a lot of dates. I just don't go to them. And then, they're calling her boyfriend Hailee kasi she was wearing a cap. Alam mo yun, yung parang sobrang angas niya when she answered the question. And I'm like, I get it. I get
saka
it.
Ano siya eh. I guess that's why she's also perfect. I mean, for the roles that are given to her. Kasi parang that's her peg now. Siya yung parang badass chick. Yung medyo may ganong... Although weird na, kasi looks-wise, she looks like a sweet little girl. Mm-mm. Pero meron siyang ganong...
Remember, di ba we met her? For her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ano ba? Yeah. Nga pala.
Kaya nga, di ba, parang napaka-ano, like... Wala lang. I mean, it's just nice to see that when we had her on the show, she was already famous, pero mas nag-skyrocket pa siya right after.
With the shows kasi.
And you know, dati parang more of like, ano lang, more of like, for the music, for the ganyan. Tapos bilang, hala, parang
movie
ngayon. Oh, top of the heap na siya ngayon. One of the A-listers. But there you go. Sige, tell us what you want. And then, kung ano yung sagot mo pag sinabi sa'yo kung ano yung gusto. So, not how selfish are you. Ano ba to? Ang kalat ko today. Kung ang gusto mo, tapos you continue it, and then ang gagawin ko, ito. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kung Ang Gusto Mo in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Sponsor RX93.1. It's time for coffee.
I was on mute.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. So we've got some tea about Drake. I'm sure you guys heard of the tea about Drake. So he had a little fun with an Instagram model. So they had, what do you call that? According to reports, they had consensual sex, but the Instagram model actually told people that she fished out. Okay, I'm just gonna tell it as it is. Okay, like, no, like, we're not being nasty or whatever. She fished out the condom from the trash and inserted the opening in her, you know, private parts, in an attempt to impregnate herself, only to discover that there was hot sauce in the condom. So that's the whole tea. Now, those are all rumors because Drake did post a cryptic Instagram post that says, "You got your 15 minutes of fame. I've got the 23 hours and 45 minutes." So people don't know if that's real, but people actually, if it was, people are applauding Drake for that whole, I don't know, that scheme.
Oh my gosh. But how did he even, like, and I'm just thinking, how do you plan something like that? You would have... dapat alam mo na in advance that she's the kind who would do something like that. Gets? Alam mo yung, for you to set up that kind of prank, like, napakaano naman ang foresight niya na
in my head kasi
na gagawin niya.
He just goes around probably thinking that although women people are gonna do that with would like to have his children. Baka feeling ko lang.
Oh my gosh. Kasi parang the reason why he put hot sauce in the condom was to kill the specimen inside.
Oh my gosh.
That was the whole reason. And he put it in some of his songs, like some of his lyrics. He would kind of like refer to that people would actually want to do that to him.
Okay. No, but I get it. I'm sure. Remember, one of the most notorious ever was actually parang real life Trump's fiction. Boris Becker. There was a woman that he had like not even a full out fling. It's more like they went to one corner of a party. She, well, for lack of a better term, she went down on him. Saved it in her mouth.
Stop. And,
no.
Stop.
And,
oh
and
my
bore
God.
His children.
I'm stressed.
And bore his children.
No way.
At nabuo, yes way. You can read about it. You know, and it actually came out and there was a paternity test. It's real. It's
oh
real.
Oh my God. No wonder he's so effed up. Oh my God.
Yes. I mean like she actually conceived his child through that. It was a big thing when it happened. Kasi nga parang like, what? This is crazy. Is that even possible? Well, apparently it is. Diba? To the point that you would think the saliva would kill the specimen. Diba? But apparently...
Ang potent niya.
Ang potent niya. Ang potent ng swimmers niya. Pero totoo. I mean like, it actually happened. So yeah, people saving your perms.
It actually happens IRL.
It's crazy. You can read about it. But just a couple of mini tea. Short ones lang. Isa lang. Natawa lang ako kasi pinadala sa atin. That there were two actual police officers in the United States who were fired because there was a robbery report and instead of ang mga police sa states, they have no choice. They're always recorded. Whatever they say in the police car, nare-record siya. You don't have to turn anything on. Automatic. Para siyang CCTV. Pero sound. Tapos, there was a robbery report. And instead of going to the site to address the robbery, pumunta sila to another site kasi naghuhuli sila ng Pokemon. And narinig lang
You and Marky as a cop.
You and Marky.
Yes. Kaya ako tawan-tawa.
Nakawan na kayo.
Alam mo yung dinig na dinig daw yung parang, okay, proceed to ganyan, for robbery, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos ang gano'n na, let's go to ano, may lumabas na Snorlax, hulihin na.
But that's so crazy!
Oh my God.
Tapos,
so much trouble. Oh my God.
They lost their job.
Well,
they
duh.
I mean,
Snorlax over a robbery.
Hello, rare yun. Rare Pokemon.
Rare I mean, look who we're talking to. We're talking to a Pokemon addict.
Oh my God.
Tapos the other team. Okay, even Gold Derby, which is like the parang what do you call it? Yung odds keeper ng mga awards. And most of the other awards, the general belief is that Kristen Stewart will win the Oscar this year for her Princess Diana movie. Because they're saying that she did the best job this year. Her Princess Diana was like amazing. But the tea is, the SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild Awards nominations just came out. She's not even nominated. Like she was snubbed.
Oh
yeah,
my
like
God.
Not even nominated. And siya yung parang kumbaga sa best actor si Will Smith at si Andrew Garfield. Sa best actress siya lang. Siya talaga yung front runner. And everybody believes that she will win the Oscar this year. Kaya sobrang shocked lahat ng tao na parang well, is she really the front runner? Why isn't she even? And these are the these are voted and nominated only by actors. So remember, when you go to the Oscars, ang magnominate sa'yo yung category mo. So actors will nominate actors, cinematographers will nominate cinematographers, and so on and so forth. Pero pagdating sa votation, everybody votes in all categories. So yun, medyo delix yung ano ni yung standing ni Case 2 ngayon na they're saying maybe she's not as much of a front runner as we expected. Like, how could she not be nominated by her fellow actors? Unless hindi siya very popular among actors.
Oh no. That's all.
Right? I really wanted her to win an Oscar more than anyone running this year. Siya talaga yung, kasi wouldn't it be great to have Case 2 as a Academy Award winner? Kirsten Stewart. Parang, that sounds so good. And I love her. So, I really wish she gets it though.
Pero, I mean, if Brie Larson got her Oscar, Case 2 should also.
Alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung nananahimik si Brie, yung siguro siya somewhere across the world. Tapos regularly.
Naisip ko, ano tinawa ni Brie? Bakit siya na-bring up?
Pero may ganyan ako. Meron akong ganyan. May version ako. Lagi ko inaano. If Hilary Swank can win 2 Oscars.
Oh my God. Oh my God. In terms of the likability, kasi, di ba, parang you hear stories, di ba, na parang si Brie isn't that well-liked apparently or something. But like, well, then again, it makes sense that she won her Oscar before she became super known. Diba she won as a practical unknown. So, they didn't really know her yet.
May isa pa pala ako. Hindi lang si ano, kasi hindi na pala si Hilary Swank ang pet peeve ko. If Frances McDormand can win 3 Oscars. Oh! Frances McDormand. Siya na yung bago kong Hilary Swank. Dati talaga yun ang bellwether ko.
Alam mo, pag nakikita ko talaga si Frances McDormand, parang nasa-stress na agad. Yung mga rules niya kasi.
Yung parang frazzled lagi.
Are you okay?
Pero interesting you should bring up Brie Larson and how people don't like her.
Yeah.
I get it though.
I know.
Pero like, ang ano ko, yung si Gina Davis. When Gina Davis won an Oscar for The Accidental Tourist, Best Supporting Actress, di ba nag-break up sila ni Jeff Goldblum? Tapos, according to her, in a recent podcast interview, she said na male directors started treating her differently. Before, parang she would enter like, a set. Wala lang, she's an actress. And you know, she gets directed.
Yes.
Right after the Oscar, sabi niya, the men in her life, like, yun nga, even her ex, tapos yung mga directors, yung mga co-stars, parang they automatically assume daw na they think she feels like she's all that just because she won an Oscar. But of course, this is from her point of view. So, ang hirap niyang i-judge kasi parang, is it really... mapapaisip ka lang na parang ganun ba talaga yung nangyayari na parang are the men suddenly emasculated to the point na ang according to her kasi they feel like they need to put her in her place so they give her an extra hard time na parang ganun ha, kala mo Oscar winner ka, ang yabang mo na, na wala pa naman siyang ginagawa. Or you can also think of it as she doesn't realize it but maybe she's acting a little differently na rin. So, well, it becomes a he says, she says kind of thing. Kasi nga, according to her, parang her career in a weird way went down after winning the Oscars. Kasi parang nothing ever worked after that. Yung parang lagi daw, and parang nafe-feed tuloy yung myth. Kasi nga, ang mangyayari, papahirapan siya. So, syempre siya, she'll kind of like
struggle.
Fight back, di ba? So, syempre, pag parang pinapahirapan ka, aalma ka rin, di ba? So, ano nangyayari? Parang, okay, tanyo, difficult nga siya just because she won an Oscar. So, it became like a vicious cycle according to her na parang the more they were parang, kumbaga, the more her reputation was preceding her, the worse she was becoming. Kasi nga, nabibwisit din siya siyempre. Kasi nga,
yeah.
Ba't niyo ako, wala pa ako ginagawa, ba't niyo na ako pinapahirapan, ba't niyo ako ina-aggravate, diba? So, yeah, apparently it's a thing. Yung meron din siyang ganun. Of course, not, ang maisip mo lang kasi, parang, how come the other actresses naman, di naman ganun yung storya nila, diba? After they win an Oscar, they flourish, they thrive. So, mapapaisip ka rin. Kasi remember, Gina Davis is one of the geniuses. She's a Mensa member. So she's very smart together with, I think, Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone, ba yun? Yeah.
Mga genius level sila. And Gina Davis is one of them. So, yeah, maybe that's also part of it. Maybe, kasi it's politics yan eh, di ba? When you enter into any industry, if you go around na parang, you can be very smart, but you also have to be very Paris Hilton, who's actually smart, but she likes to play it dumb so that people are not parang threatened by her. May mga ganun-ganun pa yan eh. So, siguro kanya-kanyang ano rin yan, kanya-kanyang approach on how to handle your goods. Kasi minsan you've got it eh. But you have to make people feel not threatened by you.
Yeah.
May mga ganyan.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's messy.
Kaya mahirap, di ba? Like usually that's the problem that a lot of strong women say that, you know, in Hollywood, mm-hmm. pag medyo ano ka, medyo out there ka, that you're strong, you're smart. Parang, those are admirable traits for men, pero pag women ang nag-exhibit nun, you're called words like bossy. You're the B word, the other B
diba
word.
Diba nga yung ano, like when Meryl Streep was interviewed about her role na parang, I just acted like a man. Devil Wears Prada, diba?
Devil Wears Prada.
Even in tennis, people are saying now that, you know, with the whole Djokovic brouhaha, imagine if Serena Williams or Venus Williams or even Naomi Osaka acted the way he did. Imagine, you know, the reaction. Because it's not done yet, the whole saga about his
visa. It's so messy.
It's so effing messy.
It is so messy.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, he went around.
That's the latest. Na parang, because he had to justify what was on his papers, he ended up admitting that, you know, yeah, I did test positive on the 16th, but I went to an event the 17th because I didn't know that I was positive yet. But then, he did say that upon finding out he was positive, he still went to a media thing, like an interview, a feature.
Not just that. He went to awarding ceremony for kids.
Yeah.
He handed out maskless. He handed out mga trophies, ganyan. Tapos, not only that, umattend pa siya ng interview, maskless. Umattend pa siya ng photo shoot for a magazine, maskless. So, tatlong event actually yung inattend niya.
Pero yung sabi niya nga, hindi niya pa daw alam dun sa ano. Hindi pa daw niya alam yung results nung nagpunta siya dun sa children's event. Ang sinasabi niya na he was made aware of the positive result before he went to the interview and the photo shoot. So, yun yung sinasabi niya. But, and also, the journalist, the French journalist that was with him, was instructed specifically not to ask him about, you know, his vaccination status or anything to do with that. And they also weren't made aware, even after the interview, that he had tested positive. So, alam mo yun, yung parang, okay, so basically you put them at risk, diba? Tapos, it's a whole thing. And what he did actually is punishable by law because, you know, it's diba, parang you gave misinformation dun sa immigration. Tapos parang ang ano niya, he's blaming it on his agent for like a human error in like filling out the forms or whatever. And like, come on, dude, take some accountability. Like everybody around you is to blame for what's happening to you. Deport him!
Nag-snowball. You know, these things are really punishable by law. And
professional. professional, kala mo eh.
I thought you were calm. Oh my
parang
God.
Hindi na grabe, hindi napigilan.
Hindi napigilan. Yeah, so there's just like a lot of things happening, especially
so many things, grabe. Ang messy-messy
with that. Grabe talaga yon. Okay. So, that's a lot to take in, you guys. So, if you have some thoughts, go ahead and tweet us. It's at Arts931 with the hashtag Tea Over Coffee.
Tea Over Coffee.
Tea Over Coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thanking Kyle Yanis for the topic, hashtag kung ang gusto mo. So let's start off at number 10. Coming from Maxim the Winter, kung ang gusto mo yung magluluto para sa'yo, maglilinis ng bahay, mag-aayos ng gamit mo, well, hindi jowa ang hanap mo, kasambahay. So, meron akong agency na pwede mong pagkunan. At don't expect me to pick up after you. I'm not your housekeeper.
Preach.
Hindi ka
pwedeng,
hindi ka Beyonce, cater to you. Hindi ka Destiny's Child.
Tsaka very humane, ano, diba?
Alin?
Yung mga pag sinabihan ka na, ay, ang galing mo na magluto, pwede ka na mag-asawa. Parang, ay, yun talaga yung ano, yun talaga yung criteria natin.
Oo nga eh.
Oh my gosh, when I listen to Cater to You, because I love that song. I mean, I love the song itself. But when I sing it, when I sing along, tapos the lyrics, alam mo yung in the middle of me singing, napapagalit ako. Kasi di ba yung parang, let me help you,
lips?
Take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings.
Yeah.
Parang,
I mean, I totally agree.
Wala
super
ka ba kamay?
Can't
you untie your own shoestrings? Like, wala.
Alam mo, grabe talaga. Like, kung naaalala yung one time, nagwala ako sa bahay. Kasi, nagkaroon kami ng conversation with the family na, ano yun, maghugas ka na. Kasi sansi, tawag sansi sa bahay. Tapos, sabi ko, bakit yung brother ko hindi magano si Bojo hindi mag tumulong? Lalaki yun. Siya ko, hindi, meron siya mga kamay, meron siya mga paa, dapat ginagamit yan. Tapos yung parents ko parang, oo nga, sige, huwag na natin to awayin. Kasi diba, parang ano siya, prinsipe, may ganun pa akong line.
We were like, notice how Chico is not joining this conversation. Kasi healthy siya.
Ay,
hindi
po
siya.
Ay,
princess.
Excuse me.
Princess
excuse
talaga.
Me, sa amin, ang reason hindi gender politics, it's not because my gender does not wash dishes. It's more because I don't wash dishes.
Wow. Pero di ba nga, we've seen this talaga, na hindi na talaga, di ba, parang the princess life. Nung nag-outing tayo, nag-outing, diba?
Pero ang ano dyan,
it's the best
actually. May mag-iimpake na for him. Tapos,
to be fair, to be fair, I never said that I won't. It's just that, sinasabi,
in-insist na
parang, minsan nga, nandun na ako, daladala ko na yung mga pinggan, sasabihin sa akin, iwan mo na dyan, iwan mo na yan ako.
Also,
alang naman tumuway ako, 'di ba? Edi.
Pero before parang nagaano ka pa, nag-insist ka pa. Hindi ako na ako ganun.
Hindi pag nandoon na ako, I wash na. Pag kunyari nalingat siya. Ayun, ahugasan ko na. Kasi alam ko pag nakita niya, sabihin niya siya na, iwan ko na doon. Ano ka na doon?
Hindi. Huwag mo na iwan. Wash yourself na lang. Tapos,
Ay!
The fantasies.
Ganda, ako na maghugas nung pinagkainan natin. Doon ka na. Maligo ka na. Tapos, dessert na. Dessert naman.
Dessert na. Kasi ikaw naman.
Number 9 from Arch Aguilar. Kung ang gusto mo, dumami ang friends, mag-invest ka in deodorant and toothpaste. Alam mo, I really I really can't grasp the whole concept. Kasi ba maraming train of thought ngayon na yung kinoconsider natin as body odor now is actually a very attractive scent from way back
before
yung medieval times, yung mga in the days na hindi pa naman nagde-deodorant ang mga tao, na parang it's not considered stinky, you know. There was a time in our planet na yung natural smell natin, yung namawis na, yung maasim, mabantot for us now, was actually a very sensual smell in the olden times. Hindi ko siya mag-grasp. Kasi parang,
ako din, I can't imagine.
Hindi ko ma-imagine na parang like, amoy ang get. Sexy. Parang, I can't grasp it. But I do understand it, that scientifically, yun, nandun naman talaga yung, I guess, the hormonal smell, the pheromones, diba? Nandun siya eh. And the very reason nga why we have armpit hair is to soak it up. Iniimbak natin yung amoy na yun. Kasi nga, supposedly, it's what gets you going. It's a very attractive smell to, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to attract. So weird, no? I really can't. Nag-grossan ako dun sa idea. And number 8, coming from Juice Blank. Kung ang gusto mo magka-love life, dapat handa kang mag-adjust, mag-compromise, at masaktan. Yan. Eh, alam nating lahat yan. Lahat ng ever-ever na in love, eh, yan ang kailangan, prepared ka. I mean, we always like the whole honeymoon stage, but nobody likes the put in the work stage. And number 7, coming from Christopher Salvador. Kung ang gusto mo, jowa na mabait, mayaman, maalaga, guwapo, matalino, and thoughtful, those are 6 characteristics. Kaya you need 6 different men for that.
Grabe naman.
Grabe.
Huwag mo hanapin sa isang tao.
And then, ano lang naman, parang manage your expectations. Also, people can change, you know.
Yeah, and di pa nga, yun nga yung sinasabi nila na don't look for everything in one person.
Yeah.
Something's gotta give, so, yeah.
Yun, totoo yun. And number 6, coming from Camilo, kung ang gusto mo, sure action on a Friday night, every week, bumili ka ng high-powered bidet para siguradong...
Which reminds me, later bibili ako ng bidet.
Oh.
Wala na kasing power yung bidet ko. Like, wala nang water na lumalabas.
Biten
like,
ba? Biten?
I think I broke the handle.
Oh! Anong ginagawa mo kasi?
I need it.
Tsaka dapat yung may ano, yung multiple smaller streams, tapos mayroong one high-powered solid
yung na-adjust
stream.
Yung ano, yeah.
Tsaka sana pwede yung ano, diba? Yung parang may nozzles. Diba?
Tapos maganda yung ano, maganda yung parang may pulse. Yung tut-tut-tut-tut-tut-tut, ganon.
Pwede rin naman sa shower yung ganon. Yung
pwede nga rin yun.
Iba-ibang
mas maganda nga sa shower, diba? Mas malakas yung...
Pwede. Yung
yung pressure.
Tsaka maganda yung hindi malamig. Actually, yun ang gusto ko. Parang sa Japan, like, your bidet actually has hot water coming out of it. Warm. Hindi naman hot. Warm water. Mm. Para, di ba? It's like, less shocking to the system. Like, it's more like, when the warm water hits your bum, you're like, it's so warm and it's so refreshing, 'di ba? Yung hindi yung biglang ang lamig-lamig, lalo na pag nasa yun nga, pag nasa ibang bansa ka na ang lamig, yun, Japan or North America or Europe, tas winter time, pag nagbiday ka, yung parang Diyos ko, parang binato ng bloke ng yelo yung puwet mo.
Hey. Pag sa those parts, gusto ko mal, I like the parang yung medyo napapaano ka ng konti. Oo. Ay? Gusto ko 'yun. Malamig.
Para kang ano, para kang inano ni Olaf, 'di ba? Parang
Olaf. Uy. Na-stress ako.
Nasama si Ola.
Wala naman ako. Wala naman si Ola.
Grabe. Can you imagine the carrot nose?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Ay, okay. Number 5 from Red Hot Sauce, and no, not Drake's. kung ang gusto mo ay ako, bakit pa natin pahirapan sarili natin? Let's be real, once and for all. Decide if we're gonna stay forever together or cut all ties now. Huwag na tayo magpaligoy-ligoy pa. Ito yung very, ano, love me now or lose me forever. Yung parang...
Ah. Oh, speaking of forever, ano, parang very Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, who just got engaged.
Oh, wow.
They're now engaged. And apparently after they got engaged, they drank each other's blood. I don't know how true that is.
What? What is that?
Something like what that. I don't. I read it. That? I read it somewhere. Na parang, they got engaged and they drank each other's blood. They celebrated by doing that.
You know,
that.
She really is like a version of Angelina Jolie. Kasi diba, like, in the first place, magka-peg sila ng beauty. Yung very sharp features, very, very...
Very dark.
You know, raven hair, dark beauty kind of look. Very, very... occult, diba, yung dating ng beauty nila. Because you remember, Angelina used to wear a vial of Billy Bob Thornton's blood.
Yeah.
As a necklace. Oh, like, yun yung necklace niya. Meron siyang necklace
yung
na...
Yung trip nila sa buhay eh. Oh,
red liquid sa loob. So, apparently sila din may ganun-ganun
pala. Eh, pero
pala.
Ito parang one notch higher kung ininom nila yung...
Ininom ni...
Malditang Megan Fox.
Akala ko yung jajal mo biglang, maldita, dapat ako uminom.
Grabe, walang kwenta. Maagaw.
Oh my gosh. Ano nga ang tawag mo dun sa ano? Kasi there's a term for that eh. Yung parang death by...
Back?
Hindi, parang death by draining the blood. There's like a, I don't know, I heard it in some true crime podcast. May term sila eh.
You heard?
I think so. Oo.
You oh, heard oh. or ano?
you tried.
May experience ka.
So teka. So ano na, no? Taken na si Machine Gun. Sige. Okay, Glock 9 na. Kasi mga baril.
You heard it here first.
Oo nga. Grabe.
Oh, oh,
grabe. Diba? Pati si Sir Aris. Ah, alam ko na. Ito na. I saw it. Exsanguination.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what you call
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Akala ko hobby
like,
mo
draining. No, I just find it fascinating kasi may gano'n. I mean, like, not fascinating. More like, Google about it. Hindi ko alam. I don't know how to save myself from that. But,
no, basically,
yeah.
Ano, di ba? Bleeding to death. That's basically it.
Exactly. Diba? Exsanguination.
And number 4 from Chinito Ken, kung ang gusto mo, layuan kita. Eh, di go. Just say so. Hindi yung may... Bigla na lang ako matatanggap na restraining order. Okay.
Usually, siguro ano.
They already probably said so.
Told not to hear it.
I have a feeling.
Tsaka gusto ko siya pa yung galit eh.
Galit siya. Sabihin mo kasi. Number 3 from Memski. Kung ang gusto mo, mawala ang wrinkles mo, wala na, takpan mo na lang ng bangs. Kasi wala nang pagbanat
na ano na pwedeng ma-achieve.
Alam mo yung nasa throat mo na yung pusod mo sa kaka-lift natin. Umakyat na ng umakyat. Number 2 from the Super Malas Guy. Kung ang gusto mo, kapatawaran ko, pues, lumuhod ka. Ilabas mo ang dila mo at dilaan ang mga sapatos ko.
Alam.
Diba parang pang action movie yung ganyan? Yung mga Pinoy action
or heavy drama. Or heavy drama. Diba yung mga yung dating umapi sa'yo, tapos parang binili mo na yung kumpanya niya, nasa'yo na yung bahay niya, tapos in rags na siya, tapos she'll come crawling in, asking
begging
for forgiveness.
You.
And then you're like, kiss my shoes. Diba? Yung mga ganun. Or kiss my feet. Ganyan. But like, overly, like, OA talaga na exaggeration ng ano, of putting them in their proper place. And the top, kung ang gusto mo comes from Emo Fats.
Emo Fats says,
kung ang gusto mo ma-coat pollinate ang bulaklak mo, ako ang bubuyog na sisimsim sa flower mo.
Oh, interesting choice of words.
Maya-maya makikita mo, no? Kinukuha na ni Rica yung bidet niya.
Sisimsim. Ano pa bang pwedeng simsimin?
Ah, mga sinisimsim?
Ano ba? Siniguelas.
Random?
Hindi kasi di ba yung ganun mo siya kainin? Yung parang, ano, nagtatambay siya dun sa bibig.
Hindi, ano ba yung, wait, ano ba exact, ano, ng simsim? I think,
akala ko pag simsim, it's like you're,
smell, di ba?
You're like,
oo, parang inaangin mo siya. Parang
akala ko para siyang, ano, sinisip-sip, or para siyang, ano, parang ninanamnam.
Hindi. I feel like it's a combination of tasting it and smelling it. Yung parang,
medyo ganon.
Parang ganon.
Ayan. So, medyo may ganon aspect.
Basically,
so,
consuming it. Parang ganon. Yeah.
Ayun, trying to taste something. Slow enjoyment of something pleasant. So it can be, I mean, kasi kung enjoyment of something pleasant, it could be a taste, it could be a smell, it could be a sensation.
Yeah.
So pwede mo siyang simsimin. Ah, paghigop, tumikim, sumipsip.
Humikit. So parang ganun
na. Oo.
It's like natin it's like you want to taste something for a long time and you don't want to forget about it.
And diba? I noticed ang dami nating repeated ano talaga.
Yeah.
Tinan mo, sip, sip, sim, sim, hit, hit. Ang ano natin, ang repetitive in terms of words.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ang dami nating ganyan. No? Like, we know how to use it in terms of context. But if you were to ask us the actual
exact
definition of the words, we can't specify.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Kasi language most of the time, ano siya eh. Diba? Like, most of the time, para siyang feeling or in your head, you know, like, you can already imagine what it's about.
Tsaka context. Yung, alam mo yung context.
Oh, context.
Tama naman, yung general. Pero pag lang pina-specify sa'yo, yung definition, hindi siya ganun kadali. Pero alam mo naman yung word, ginagamit mo siya correctly. Tama naman ang paggamit mo. And, there you go, the top 10. Kung ang gusto mo, if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kung ang gusto mo in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And this time for the top 10 for today. The second one. Okay. And
nagchichismisan kasi.
We are kind of honest to think. Oo nga kasi natatawa naman ako. O pinagchichismisan natin kasi. Ano ba yun?
Ang marites ng umaga na to ah.
Actually, super.
Di ba?
All right, so let's thank Kyle Yanis for the top pick.
Am I the only one that's not hearing anything? Am I disappearing or is Chico disappearing?
Hello? Okay, I think I disappeared. Do you hear me?
Is this my internet or your internet? sure. Kasi basta parang nagingalo yung audio.
Probably might.
Okay. I can hear you now.
Oh, anyway. Ah, sige. And number 9, coming from Genshin Impacto. Kung ang gusto mo, iPhone 13, o edi bilan kita, isang iPhone 7, isang iPhone 6. Pwede na yun.
Hindi ba parang with the, ano din, with the second-hand pricing of iPhones, para ka na rin bumili ng bago? Because even the older models are, you know, still go for a lot.
Well, you know, they still go for a lot, pero significantly less compared to the new model. So, I mean, obviously, that's for humor, di ba? Yung ganong kaluma, 7 and 6, hindi na nga ata gumagana yun eh. Pero, I mean, like, it's more of yung the one right before. So, kunyari, kung 13 na yung lumabas, kung 12 ang bibilin mo, significantly lower pa rin. I mean, gets, yung it's not super cheap, but it's not as expensive as the newest model.
No. The actually, when you check the pricing dun sa mga mobile phone, sa mga telco, halos same yung, halos same yung 12 Pro Max, 13 Pro Max or 13 Pro. Not, sobrang...
Really?
Sobrang not that much cheaper. Siguro significantly cheaper yung 11.
11, oo. Siguro
two models behind. Oo. Pero yung immediately yung immediate model before, the one that's out now, parang medyo hindi pa din bumababa yung price. And even yun nga, yung second hand, I guess it also depends on how you care for your gadget. Because I have a friend na yung binenta sa kanya na phone, or yung sister niya ata, yung phone, she was able to keep it at 98% battery health or something, 97.
Oh, wow!
Super taas ng battery health.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, feeling ko ako kasi hindi, I'm not the kind na na mindful of stuff like that. TBH. Kaya I really don't sell gadgets.
The most that I am very caring about na aspect, yung I don't leave my phone charging overnight. Like, I would always charge it just enough for, like, kunyari, pagpapatulog na ako, I make sure to unplug it, even if hindi pa siya fully charged.
Don't the newer phones have that technology already na it auto stops when you reach full capacity of the battery? Parang the charging also stops even if it's plugged in.
Oo daw, pero alam mo yung meron pa rin daw siyang effect. Hindi pa rin siya like completely.
Right.
Like meron pa rin siyang downside to leaving it. And ang guilty lang ako na they say is also bad is using your gadget while it's charging. I mean, hello, that's big.
Oh, really? That's
life,
bad?
Right? Oo, sabi nila, parang hindi daw siya. Kumbaga, parang it's better for you to like use it unplugged. Use. Tapos pag mag-empty ka na, charge it and then leave it. Kasi we can't disconnect eh.
We can't.
Okay, low bat na ako. I'll just charge it. But I'll keep on using it. I'm not going to stop using it just because I'm charging it. Diba? So...
Yeah. Ako ang ano, what I'm bad with is draining my phone's battery. Actually, all my gadgets. Kasi I'm super tamad to charge until I have to. To the point na namamatay ako ng... Minsan sa bahay lang naman ako, nandiyan lang sa tabi ko yung charger. But alam mo yun, nadidrain pa yung battery ko because I'm too lazy to plug it in.
Yun din yung
laptop, cellphone.
Parang di ba supposedly per gadget, meron lang siyang finite amount of
drain.
Dapat. Anything beyond that, it already starts... Kumbaga, may damage na siyang nagagawa.
Hindi ka ba napapressure dun sa sa battery health? Ako kasi, I constantly check the battery health of my gadgets. Kasi nga, parang, I know that I'm very irresponsible when it comes to charging and unplugging and all that stuff. So, every now and then, I check for the battery health. Tapos nakikita ko talaga siya na nagde-decline na siya. Alam mo yung pababa ng pababa. Parang,
I never check kasi.
You don't? Like, for example, with my MacBook. Nung, I mean, this is like, what? A year old. A little over a year old. Parang, ilang beses na rin siyang na-drain and ganyan. And my battery health is down to 95% na lang. So, I don't know. I guess... I should be more responsible when it comes to charging and stuff. Kasi di ba pag sobrang mababa yung battery health mo, wala, parang bumababa yung value ng gadget mo. Unless you replace it with like new batteries, I guess. But that's gonna cost you, right?
Hala, ako 86 na lang yung phone ko. Ang baba. <Ayan.
laughs> Considering ano ka pa, ha? Yeah. Sabi mo responsible ka pa when it comes to not letting it overcharge.
Responsible pa ako.
Responsible pa ano, pa na yan.
Yeah.
Ano?
I don't know how to look though for my ano, my laptop battery. I'm here, pero
i-click mo yung battery sa taas. Yung icon.
Yeah.
Oh, tapos nakalagay, di ba, battery. Tapos sa baba, yung parang battery preferences.
Ah, yes. Okay. Battery preferences. This should be interesting.
Tapos battery health.
Walang health na nakalagay. It's just usage, battery, power adapter, schedule. Wala siyang health.
Hindi, dun sa ano. O, sa battery. Punta ka sa battery. Sa
yeah, I'm in battery now.
Yeah, it should be like on your right. It says battery health or restore defaults.
Or restore defaults.
Ah, wala yung battery health.
Wala.
Ganun nakawalang health yung battery mo.
Sobra ka. Sobra ka.
Wala
na. Ano, battery health non-existent.
Exactly. That should tell you something.
Number 7 coming. 8 muna, 8. Archa Aguilar says, kung ang gusto mo, matutong mag-English, uminom ka muna. Ba't nga ganun, no? Pag umiinom ka, gumaganda yung English mo. Oh, promise. There's something about alcohol that makes you speak English more. Siguro because of, also of the confidence. Kasi I think, because it's not our mother tongue, parang
may konting kabaka.
May self-consciousness. Di ba tayo, like for example, we speak English on the show. And when we're doing the show, obviously we're very relaxed. We can speak in straight English and it's not a problem. But I do get that. Like, if I suddenly have to speak to an American, biglang na...
speaker?
Oh,
yeah,
na biglang,
I get that.
I didn't got the memo. Biglang medyo... parang naano tayo na nasestress ng konti.
Pag, he had a little stress.
Speaker. Yeah,
because
it's so
you feel
weird.
Like they're gonna judge you, or you don't want to sound like you're trying too hard when you're talking to them. Like you don't want to put them, but you don't want them to think that you're putting on an accent when, in fact, that's just your regular way of speaking, diba? Pero parang for some reason, you just get really self-conscious about it because you know it's not your mother tongue. And it's theirs. I think that's where it comes from.
I guess that's the main reason why we improve when we're drunk. Kasi nga, parang with the alcohol, you don't care who you're talking to. You don't care about whether you sound nice or not. So the confidence makes you speak better. Diba?
Actually, what I noticed is pag yung kausap mo native speaker, tapos you're not working, that's when the doubt creeps in. But kasi in a professional setting, like for example, when we're conducting an interview with an international artist or something like that, I feel like then it's not a problem. Like you can speak straight English. In fact, I feel like our accents even become more enhanced when we speak to native speakers on the show.
Right.
But when you're not in front of the mic, that's when it's a different story. Kasi parang hindi ka naka-work mode on eh. Hindi ka parang, I'm a DJ. I'm a host. Walang ganun eh. Parang normal person to normal person conversation. Yun yung medyo parang biglang, I've gotted the, ano yung parang
ganun? I didn't gotted.
I didn't gotted.
I didn't gotted. Tsaka siguro, lumalabas yung kaba, yung bulol, pag medyo cutie pie, yung foreigner.
I know. You want them to think like they can speak to you and you're like...
Oo, di ba? Pag nagpapabebe ka na, like, you know, I'm like...
And then, sample, kunyari. Oh, ikaw yung ano, ikaw yung non-native, tas ako yung native.
Mm.
Hello, Chico. Would you like to join me for some coffee?
Eh, kung sampaling kayakit. Eh, kung sampaling kayakit, ha? Nang malutong na malutong.
Bakit ganun? Ganun ang isas ganun ang sagot mo? Pag ano? Pag, kunyari, British English?
Hindi, hindi. Ikaw. Ikaw. Kung nakausap ko. Walang kwenta.
Bakit gano'n?
Sabi natin, American, but naging European? European!
Wala naman tayong sinabing American, basta native ano English speaker. Oh, sige, sige. So, Chico, how do you find my singing?
Alam mo, bugbog ang singit mo sa akin. Pagdating ka tayo, ulitin ko. Pagdasal mo na hindi tayo magkita agad-agad, bugbog ang singit mo sa dami ng kurot na gagawin ko.
Grabe,
promise ko sa'yo. Grabe. Promise ko sa'yo talaga.
Ang ayos na example ko. Oh.
Hindi maayos. Kalat. Kalat na kalat. Number 7 from Archer Aguilar. Kung ang gusto mo, mas konting trabaho, edi wag kang bida-bida sa office. Ang dami mong ano eh. Alam mo, lagi kang parang like, oh, I can do that. Or, oh, lalo pag yung mga, who's familiar with ganyan? Oh, I'm good with that. O, di syempre, sa'yo ibibigay. Tapos magre-reklamo ka na ang dami mong deliverables, di ba? Huwag ka kasing bida-bida.
I see that a lot. Like, I don't know what's up with that, but I see a lot of parang underperform, quote-unquote, na... I don't know, na thing that people say you should do. Parang underperform. I don't know why. Or parang just perform parang na not to the best of your ability but like, you know, downplay it a little bit. Because of that reason. Na parang if you overperform kasi or if you go out of your way to make everything great, then it becomes more of a burden. You get, instead of getting rewarded, you get burdened by that. Which I don't,
totoo yan.
I don't like also, I don't like hearing that because I never want to underperform. Because, diba, parang, it speaks a lot about you. It doesn't really, you know, yeah, you might be not as inconvenienced, but at the same time, you don't live up to your full potential, which is sad, right?
And sometimes, diba, yung mga, even like for example, like in Hollywood, ganyan. There are those stories that, you know, this actress was cast in a movie because the director saw them in a play, in a play that nobody was watching, off-Broadway. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you performed so well that they thought, this is it. This is the one that I'm looking for. This is the one who can play the character, the lead character in the movie that I'm making. Di ba? Yung mga ganun eh. So parang may isip mo na parang, what if you were underperforming that day? And it was your big chance. And
oh
you missed
God.
It because you didn't give it your best. Kasi ako, I definitely agree. I mean, I agree with that. That's why also, in a way, I carry that burden. Na parang, kasi if you're always 100%, the sadly, the only way is down. Diba? Kunyari ito, let's
true,
be very
true.
Specific. TMR,
okay.
Kunyari TMR. You're 100% on a Monday. On a Tuesday, medyo off yung game mo. So you're like 80%. Then everyone will go like, ay Chico, ba't parang hindi kasing energetic? Ay Chico, ba't parang tahimik ka today? Gets? Yung parang nako-compare kanila dun sa usual 100% mo. So, sadly, the only way is down. Because you're always
so
100%.
So usually, the best way to do is, the best thing to do is keep it at a 90.
Parang
you
ganun?
You know what I mean? Or I mean, 95. Para, it's not like your maximum potential, but you're pretty close. So you can keep it consistent.
Oh. Pero yun nga, like ako, I mean, I know it sounds very Miss Universe, pero I can't really tell the difference between a 90 and a 100. So for me, in my case, parang I just do what I can every day. Tapos, yeah, yun, makikita mo lang talaga yung, kasi ako, I see it even in the comment section or something, like, kunyari, I don't feel very well that day, or, diba?
Yeah.
Or whatever, tapos medyo tahimik ako. People notice it eh. And they're like, are you okay, Chico? Is everything fine? When sometimes masama lang ipakiramdam mo or whatever. Pero, yeah, it is the burden that you carry when you keep your level at a certain... And yeah, it kind of feels a little unfair. Kasi kunyari, tapos kunyari, meron kang katrabaho na nasa 50 lagi. Tapos biglang at the day na nasa 60 ka because you didn't feel well, nasa 70 siya. Alam mo, umakyat lang ng konti pero everybody thinks he or she is performing better than you. Alam mo yun? Yung parang...
Yeah. Which sucks for you. Kasi... But, you know, I don't know. I also don't need other people to tell me na parang, oy, you're not performing to the... Kasi feeling ko that's something that you know eh. Ikaw ba? Do you... Because personally, I know when I'm at 100. I know when I'm at a... You know, when I'm cruising at a 90. And I also know when I'm below 90. When parang... And we tell each other this, like, right? During the show. Na parang, oh my God. Like, I have a lag today or whatever. Or, alam mo eh, mapapansin mo siya talaga. So, meaning, parang... You don't even have to... consciously make an effort to underperform. You know when you're underperforming. And it happens kasi, even to the best of them.
Ako kasi, alam ko when I'm underperforming. But what I need to know is it obvious? Get?
To other people.
Kasi ako, even when I'm not in the mood, I try to keep it at a certain... Meron akong bare minimum, which is pretty...
Yes.
At least in my opinion.
Quality control, kumbaga.
Merong quality control. So, kunyari, medyo masama pakiramdam ko. Pero I still try to sound energetic. I still try to sound happy. But ang importante for me to find out is it obvious? Kasi sometimes people don't know na may pinagdadaanan pala ako or may...
Right.
Diba, sometimes, like, I remember when, you know, when there was a death in the family, people were shocked to find out na parang, oh my gosh, merong we didn't know you were grieving because you sounded so happy on the air. Kasi nga, I tried to keep it at a certain minimum. Ang kind of feedback that I want is if people know, if people can hear the difference.
The sadness in your voice or yung yung gano'n. But I do wonder how many people are like us na medyo very ano about it. Very anal about it, that you actually evaluate your own performance. You know what I mean? Because I don't know a lot of people who probably do that, but I can't not do it. Eh. Parang I want to. Parang I don't know. I just don't feel. I feel like I'm doing a disservice to myself if parang I just not mind the quality of the work I put out. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So, kasi we're, you have to be
hard on yourself. Ano
dito, ang bottom line kasi dito, we're just saying, we're excellent kasi at what?
Hindi, ang ano, totoo, kasi ang talaga dyan, ang mahirap talaga dyan, when you're the best, you don't settle for better.
Tayo dalawa pa talaga yung natira dito.
Oo nga eh. Hindi magandang combination eh.
Grabe yung bangko. Sa atin.
Ang maganda kasi sa atin, ano tayo eh, yung we are incomparable yet humble. Diba yung gusto ko sa atin?
Grabe, that's what sets us apart. Yung modesty natin. Yeah, I'm telling
you. Modesty eh. Hindi ka makakahanap ng ganon. Yung, alam mo, yung top of the game, pero ang humility nag-uumapaw. Ay, ewan ko lang, ha. Ang humility. Ang humility kasi namin.
Ganda. Humility.
Ang humility-ness namin. Talagang off the charts. And number 6 for Memski, kung ang gusto mo, patawarin kita. That 100k bag will do.
Ooh. Well, if it's your thing.
Sa bagay, no? Ano rin kasi, yung parang wala lang. Like for me talaga, I love material things. Pero pag ganyan, yung kunyari when it comes to something na about forgiving, about you doing something bad to me, something material is the least that I would want from you. Pag ganun yung ano, pag ganun ang usapan ha, like, kunyari from your significant other, obviously, di ba, that's always a good thing. Pero yung kunyari may nakaaway ka or they did, merong may, alam mo yung major na kasalanan sa'yo. Tapos yung sorry nila, a gift.
Parang, material thing.
That's not really going to work. I mean, I'd probably for take you. It. But, parang like, I mean, I would enjoy it, but it's not going to resolve. Kasi sa akin talaga, there's nothing when it comes to, when it comes to sama ng loob or apologies. Paramount sa akin talaga is I need you, lalo na pag nasaktan talaga ako, I need you to know what you did to me. Yun, how? Talaga, I'm telling you. No, like, just the realization. Kasi di ba when somebody apologizes, the unspoken part of it is that you know that you hurt them. Because why would you apologize if you didn't think that you hurt them, right?
Yeah.
So, part of the, for me, the important, the essential part of the apology is the knowledge that you, I know what I did to you and I'm sorry. Kasi sa akin, ang laking-laking... Like, it's almost automatic. I'm not a super unforgiving person. Sa akin kasi, the unforgiving part of me comes out when I know that you don't even acknowledge
what you did to me. So, for example, somebody hurt you. Would you like them to, when they ask for your apology, would you like them to say, okay, Chico, I know I hurt you when I did this, 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 and this. Ganon? Gusto mo parang medyo ilalatag nila sa'yo na alam nila talaga? Or is that enough na parang for them to just say na, I know I hurt you. And for that, I am very, very sorry.
Medyo. Hindi kasi alam mo yung, hello, ang hirap naman nung talagang i-itemize mo pa. Kasi you don't really know naman, like ako, I can't really put it in an outline, like away tayo na ito yung masakit sa akin, ito yung masakit sa akin. Kasi parang lahat naman yan parang sa akin generally. Okay. Kasi diba usually, kunyari tayo, if we fought against each other, parang diba usually, galit ka sa akin, galit ako sa'yo. Diba ganun usually yun?
Uh-uh.
It's when one real, usually kasi parang kanya-kanya, feeling ko mali ka, feeling mo mali ako. Pero when one bends and it's like, you know what? I hurt you. And I'm sorry for what I did to you. I know what I put you through. Ang laki for me na nung nalilift na sama ng loob. Okay, there you go.
Yung siya yung nag-extend ng olive branch, kumbaga.
Oo.
Parang malaking
actually, kahit yung, sa akin yung it's not even a matter of, kasi pride na lang yan kung sining nauna. Basta lang malaman, I don't care how it happens. Basta malaman ko lang na, kahit nga hindi ka pa nag-apologize sa akin, pero kunya ikaw, magkaaway tayo. Tapos kay Rica mo sinabi na parang, oh my gosh, I really feel so bad. I know I hurt Chico so much with what I did. Tapos nalaman ko from Rica, for example, na sama nga ng loob ni Hazel, she's beating herself up for what she did to you. Okay na ako doon. Kahit hindi pa ikaw yung lumapit sa akin.
Right.
I would probably be the... I wouldn't be surprised if I would even reach out to you. Kung alam kong that's how you already feel. Kasi sa akin talaga, that's the major part eh. You have to, kumbaga just, it's not about who was right, who was wrong. Malaman ko lang that you feel bad, that you hurt me. Because that means you care for me. That means you're my friend, di ba? If sumama ang loob mo na nasaktan
na
mo yung
kaibigan mo. Nagkaroon tayo ng falling out or nasaktan kita, nagalit ka sa akin. Totoo.
That's actually really important to me.
Mm-mm. Yung material things kasi like going back to the entry na yung 100k or more na bag na ganun. Parang yes, when you just hear it na ganun, it seems na it's very valuable. It means na parang the person values you. That's why they think you're worth buying all that stuff. Pero pag kasi super, for example, super yaman naman nila na yung 100k na yun is practically nothing to them. Then parang it doesn't really put a lot of value in the apology, like you said. Diba? Parang nagiging throwaway apology na lang siya na, sige, bilang mo na lang ng bag yan para matapos na. You know what I mean? So then, it's not as sincere as kung walang material thing involved.
That's why, diba, the very stereotypical in movies and TV shows, yung pag biglang nagbigay yung asawa ng bulaklak or chocolate sa asawa, bilang, okay, what did you do now? Diba? Kasi nga yeah, parang it's like a bribery. It's like, yeah, kasi alam mo, may kasalanan ka, kaya magre-regalo ka ng something na you don't usually do.
Yeah.
Number 5 from Christopher Salvador, kung ang gusto mo, gumanda, I suggest, ano, St. Jude Shrine sa Mindiola.
Oh my yung Lord!
Patron saint of hopeless causes.
Hindi na kaya ng ano, ng normal pagpapaganda lang. Kailangan divine intervention.
Alam mo ba, may mga very specific yan. Pati yung mga kunyari, kunyari meron kang nawawala na bagay. Because somebody told me, if you, merong saint ha, merong patron saint that you're, that supposedly you pray to in order to find the missing whatever it is that you've lost. Like literal nawala mo. Like wallet or whatever.
Meron pang ganun. Do you remember kung sino yung saint?
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I remember when I was younger, mas marami kong kilala na ganyan eh. Pero now, parang I've forgotten all the information na nakuha ko when I was younger when it comes to, yeah, mga saints, ganyan. Diba meron din yung parang for sickness. Meron yung for protection from like evil spirits or whatever. Diba? Very, ano nga siya, very specific siya too.
Yung ano, yung friend ko in college, one of my very close friends in college na sadly, I've lost touch with na. Hindi, wala na kaming contact. Pero, ano siya, like bonga third eye. Like, medyo ibang level. So, may mga groups din siya na who are into that. Tapos, alam mo, one time, she was also kasi into theater. So, they had a rehearsal in one theater. Siyempre, rehearsal, so nasa stage kayo, di ba, ganyan. Somebody lost something. One of the cast members lost something. I will never forget the story. Tapos, they were like, mag-ano tayo? Yung parang Ouija, ano yan? Ouija board?
Ouija board, yeah.
Yung they put, yung parang spirit of the glass or something. So, they did that. Kasi marami sa kanila medyo may ganon. Yung merong parang psychic powers. So, they put their, ano, they did a makeshift board. Tapos, diba, you all put your hands on the either the glass or the yung the picha, yung siya yung magpo-point.
Yeah.
Kasi ba may letters, may numbers.
Yes.
Usually ask a question.
Yung
parang kahoy na ipo-point niya kung ano yung letters nung message, diba?
Nasagot, oo.
So they were like, nasaan yung blank? I forgot what it was. Kunyari earring. Where's the earring? So they were like, they were expecting na parang in your bag is a spell out or something. Tapos, it was weird because it was a letter and a number. So, they were like, huh? Bakit letter at number? Hindi pa parang they were expecting like a word. Parang, it's a fluke. You know, maybe somebody was pushing it kasi it doesn't make sense. Shouldn't it be like bag or whatever, ganyan. And then somebody suddenly like screamed and it's like, can we look under that seat number? Nung letter and number. Kunyari, 713. Kunyari, D13. So, row D, seat number 13. And when they looked under, the earring was there.
Oh my God! I mean, I would be thankful because at least nahanap yung earring.
Right?
At the same time, I would be so diba? Terrified. I would be so terrified.
And, like, they could, and according to her, when I was asking, I was like, ay nako, BS. And she was like, no, it really happened. And lahat daw sila kinilabutan. Because they didn't even understand what it was. Kasi nga parang, syempre, malay ba nila na it was under a seat. They were on stage, right? So, like we said, ang iniisip nila, very specific, like car, or bag, or canteen, or whatever. So, they didn't even get it at first. Everyone's like, what's D13? What's D13? Ganun pa nga. Hindi pa nila naisip na seat number siya until somebody, it clicked in somebody's head na, oo nga, no, we're in a theater and there are seat numbers.
Oh, my. What if, akala ko, parang judge speak lang yung spirit. Alam mo yun, parang what if nag-Ouija board kayo tapos ang lumabas R5S7.
Respeto!
Respeto naman sa mga nananahimik na.
Or umano, like nag-spell siya. Nasaan yung nawawalang earring? Tapos lumabas, letter D, number 2.
Dito!
Dito! Nandito! Kinuha ko!
Ali kayo dito kung gusto niyo mahanap.
Sa other world.
Oh my God, that is so creepy. But you know what? I don't know. Don't play with stuff like that.
Ako, I would not. I wouldn't touch it.
I wouldn't even think about performing anything like that, even if it's all for fun. Na feeling mo, wala namang ano talaga yan. Wala namang mangyayari. Parang, just don't go there.
Because what they say is, parang you, when you get into that, even if you do that only for fun, di ka naman seryoso. You open that door.
Yeah, you invite
them to yourself.
That's what they say. Actually, they do say that even, ano, they say that even when it comes to watching horror movies and stuff like that, they say na parang, you know, when you entertain all these, you know, forms of entertainment and stuff, parang you invite it to your life indirectly.
I've never heard of that. I haven't heard of that. Alam ko lang more of yung pag medyo, ang weird naman nun, paano yung mga, like ako, when I was a kid, I used to watch horror movies all the time.
Me too.
Hindi naman bumukas yung third eye ko or anything. Hindi naman siguro.
Pero alam mo lang yung
mga all out occult, baka yun.
Hindi, siguro kasi step one yung nanonood ka, because when you watch it, then you become fascinated by it, and it lingers in your head, and you think about it constantly. Pag kunyari kakanood mo lang ng super scary movie, 'di ba totoo naman na yung parang hello, nagtutoothbrush ka, bigla mong maaalala, and you're thinking baka bigla, parang ganun, and then it kind of consumes you.
Na-attract yung energy.
Oo.
And the number 4 from Juice Blank, kung ang gusto mo maging influencer, practice ka na. Lahat ng sentences mo, simulan mo with, hi guys.
Hi guys.
At tapusin mo with, kindly hit that like and subscribe button.
That notification bell.
Yeah, that notification bell. Number 3 from Red Hot Sauce, true story. Kung ang gusto mo, yumaman. Pero walang mangyayari kung puro gusto ka lang without any actions. Sa dami ng nabasa kong libro, they all say that knowledge is only power if it's applied. I love that. I forgot where I saw it. It was just on Twitter. Parang it was this girl. I don't even know who the girl is, but she was being interviewed and she was like, you know, she read a book, and according to the book, parang you pray that you catch the bus, but you have to run to catch the bus. Praying to catch the bus and then you stroll on your way to the bus is not going to make you catch the bus. Diba? Parang very, nasa Diyos ang awa, nasa tao ang gawa. Manifesting is just one step. You know, it's not going to fall on your lap. Mm-hmm. You have to manifest, you have to pray, whatever it is that works for you. But you also have to put in the effort. It doesn't mean you're going to sit down and do nothing and you will become a billionaire and you will become a famous whatever. You manifest, but you put in the work. So,
go
very
after
important
what you
lesson.
Want.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
So, yun ang sinasabi niya lagi. Natas ang sakatas ang ano sa niya is, if it's for me, it's for me. If it isn't, then, you know, it's part of the journey. So, you pray to catch the bus, you run to catch the bus, but that still doesn't mean you'll catch the bus. If you catch it, it's for you. If you
it's
don't,
just a no.
It means it's something else. Something
you just give yourself the best chance to catch it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Aww. And number 2, Chef Pao, kung ang gusto mo, masarap na pagkain, eh wag mo kong madaliin. At wag mong baguhin sa request yung dish that I do well. Diba? I remember Chef Pao sending us the same entry before. Yung parang sinasabi niya na, kunyari, meron siyang dish. I know I prepare this dish well. Pero pag pina-tweak mo siya, na parang, I like this, pero can you not put ganito and put this instead? So, hindi na yun yung recipe niya. Hindi na yun yung, di ba? So, yung parang, ang sa kanya, parang, sige, I will accommodate your request. Pero don't blame me if it doesn't taste as good because you changed my recipe.
Actually, medyo torn din ako pagdating sa ganyan eh. Kasi,
Like for example, there's this place I order a specific pasta from. Tapos I love the flavor of the pasta, but TBH, I don't like the shiitake mushrooms it comes with. Because I don't eat it. I'm not a big mushroom fan, right? So pag meron yon, usually I eat, parang I pick out the ano, the mushrooms para hindi ko siya kainin before I eat the actual dish. Tapos parang naisip ko, bakit hindi ko na lang kaya i-request na like walang mushrooms or ganito ganyan. And then I did and it tasted different. Hindi siya totoo yun. Parang the flavor was significantly lessened nung wala yung mushrooms na ni-request ko specifically. So, ever since then, ang ginagawa ko na lang would be to ask them to parang less mushrooms pero meron pa rin. You know what I mean? Para at least the flavor is still there but I don't have to be annoyed na punong-puno ng mushrooms yung pasta ko. Parang ganun. So, it does affect the overall flavor.
May sense eh. Parang ano yan, yung di ba yung kunyari sa car, yung pag kunyari gusto mong palitan yung headlights mo, gusto mong palitan yung muffler mo, na what you call it, na wawala ng bisa yung warranty. Kasi ginalaw mo eh, 'di ba? So don't come back to me, the car dealer, na saying, "Hey, there's something wrong with my headlights."
Oh,
eh, pinalitan mo eh. Kasi pag hindi mo ginalaw, then sagot ko pa rin 'yon. Kasi that's from the manufacturer.
Very common 'yan sa mga ano, 'di ba? Parang yung remember before it used to be a thing na when you get your phone from a telco, it's locked to that telco.
Yes, yeah.
Pero, di ba, a lot of people would, ano yun, papa-open line. Yun, di ba? You hear that all the time before. Pupunta ka sa Green Hills or whatever. Tapos, ipapa-open line mo. So, you can insert whatever SIM card. Or, pag yung mga gaming consoles naman, sometimes, per region, hindi mo malaro yung ibang game. So, kailangan mong ipa, di ba, and once it's touched, hindi mo na, parang, it means na
wala yung warranty
mo, hindi na siya effective. Oo, di ba? So, It's really difficult to make that decision kasi at the same time, paano? Gusto mo rin malaro yung ibang stuff, diba? So,
ito
sometimes
medyo,
the rich people are willing to take.
Madedate tayo kasi early 2000s. Pag yung ano, mawawalang visa yung warranty ng cellphone mo pag nagpalagay ka ng acetate.
Oh my God! And you know what?
I have
vague memories of that. Hindi na masyado. Saka yung ano, yung backlight.
Backlight.
Diba? Papalitan ng parang ano, may mga multicolored, may parang
kasi
puti.
Nga, bubuksan na yung phone eh, diba? So,
yes.
Hindi na siya yung original, diba?
Okay. I cannot. The simple joys of like the early 2000s.
And the top, kung ang gusto mo, comes from Simply Nedge.
Simply Nedge says,
kung ang gusto mo, clown, para sa children's party ng anak mo, eh, sagot ko na. Kasi tropa ko naman si Pennywise.
So, can you imagine inviting Pennywise to a children's party?
Kasi alam mo, may dala siyang red balloon.
Oh my God, I would do that. Oh my God, that would be the best. I wanna do that. Can somebody invite me to a chance party?
Oh my gosh, I cannot.
And I'd be like, I'll bring the entertainment. Pasagdating mo, may kasama kang Pennywise na ano, clown.
Oh, alam mo yung isa ano, sabay iyakan yung mga bata.
Oh, that would be so funny. That would be so funny.
Oh my gosh. Pero feeling ko, alam mo yung tuwang-tuwa ka, no? Kasi nabuisit mo yung mga kids.
Nakakatawa
pero,
kaya.
Pero ikaw okay, rin yung ikaw rin yung masa-stress kasi parang, ba't parang hindi
na
naka- kami?
Ang gulo
hindi, yung parang, ba't parang hindi naman naka-makeup yung dinala kong Pennywise?
Ay! Ikaw na rin, tatakbo ka na rin.
Pati ikaw, tatakbo ka na. Tapos alam mo yung nag... Tapos alam mo yung nag-goodbye ka na parang, haha, yeah, okay, we scared the kids. Good job, bye. Tapos habang naglalakad ka pa uwi, may paglilingon ka, nandun pa rin sa likod mo. Naglalakad ka na naman, nandun pa rin sa likod mo. Tapos pag-akit mo, nandun pa rin sa, pagdating mo sa lobby, nandun pa rin sa lobby. Tapos finally, you run to the elevator, then you run to your unit, you shut down the unit. You lock the door, put the barrel bolt, pagtalikod mo, nandun siya sa loob.
Oh my God. No! No! Ayo!
No!
Are you scared of clowns?
Yes. No, not scared. Scared, but I'm creeped out.
You don't find them, you don't find them particularly fun to be around.
Pag naughty yung clown, na yung, alam mo yung para alam nila na sampi, kasi ang makikita mo eh, I'll kind of flinch. Or yung meron akong two steps back, pag meron ko. Pag nalaman nila yon, tapos yung medyo, yung lalo nila akong lalapitan, yun, lalo akong natatakot.
Lalo ka ayoko yung parang like,
pag merong conscious effort to scare me, I'm so scared of clowns. Pero pag kunyari, regular clown lang, kunyari, boyoyong sa children's party, I'm okay if they look friendly. Pero merong ano na yung parang, pag alam nila na takot ka, tapos lalo ka nilang tatakutin, yun, mas lalo ako natatakot.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oo. Don't give me that evil stare. That
I know what I'll get for... Si, ano?
Skarsgård brother? Si Skarsgård brother.
Ako nga, ano?
Which Skarsgård was that?
Not Alex, because that's the
not
hot one.
No.
Is it Peter?
Parang, o basta that guy, si Pennywise. Even without the makeup, if you make him do the Pennywise stare, nakakatakot siya, guys. Ginawa niya ina, I forgot which talk.
Bill Skarsgård.
Yun. If you make him do the, minus the makeup, you know, kasi he's guapo eh, in real life eh. Pero when he does that Pennywise stare,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Nawawala lahat ng kagwapuan niya. Nagiging demonic yung
itira niya. Evil. Sobrang demonic ya, totoo.
Sobrang evil. Nakakatakot. But there you go, the top 10 kung ang gusto mo. Well, we've got one more batch of our top 10 for today, but we will be doing that on Facebook Live.
TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. On air and online. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
So it's kinda, yeah, it's a little difficult. And number 4, coming from Ren de Sarapin, kung ang gusto mo eh malaki, dapat malaki din ang itapat mo. So for example, malaki ang bahay niya, eh malaki naman ang pamilya mo kasi. So tama lang, di ba?
True. Ano, parang ano, malaki ang credit limit ni Chico, eh malaki rin ang ano, ang total
spending habits
to heart ko. So, sakto. Di ba? Perfect fit.
Perfect. Eh si Marky, ano yung malaki na itatapat niya?
Kahit anong gusto niya, andito lang naman tayo.
Alam mo, credit limit na lang. Ako, I prefer credit limit.
Actually, na-upgrade na ako, so...
Friend! Grabe tong si Friend! Oy, Friend!
But I'm telling you, it's the bank's way of telling you to spend more money. I'm telling you.
Exactly!
Like, oh, congratulations!
Ay, you need help, Marky?
I got you.
You spend enough money trying to get back from Dubai. Oh, great. Ito.
So, Marky, wait. So, ano?
Upgrade.
Tumas na yung credit limit mo. So, napapanatag ka na na, you know, you can just go out and spend.
Napapanatag ka na. So, yung...
diba? Napapanatag ka na. So, yeah. But you can spend more. And, number 3 from Black Agar Boltagon, kung ang gusto mo ay gumaling mag-English, then be a friendship of my and duplication my spoken.
Ayan na naman tayo eh.
Ano ulit? Duplication
my spoken?
Duplication of mine.
Duplication my spoken.
Ah, okay. Duplication.
Okay.
Duplication.
And number 2, parang nalito siya doon. And number 2 from Kiko Man Machine, kung ang gusto mo, true improvement, matuto kang tumanggap ng feedback, especially negative ones, because they're very difficult to accept. I mean, the initial ano is, hindi kayo. Di ba parang, when somebody like gives you negative feedback, ang automatic natin is like, hindi kayo. Di ba parang, blah, 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 and you get very defensive. But yeah, I think it's really essential that we learn how to sift haters from legitimate negative feedback. Because I think that's how you improve. Even nga mga ano, di ba, pag yung, what you call it, mga services, that's why they have those like, di ba, pag nagpa, kunyari, nagpa, ano ka, nagpa tune up ka ng car, di ba, after somebody calls you, it's like, okay, how would you rate our service? Blah, blah, blah. How do you rate our ganito? How do you rate your car? Was it returned to you in good order? Kasi nga, you need to know if there's a side of your service that needs improvement. So, yeah. Very important. Kaya lang masakit, marinig, diba? If it's like about you. So, you just
and
have to learn
how to process.
And it also
depends on who's giving the feedback. Kasi minsan, there are people who will give feedback when they're not in the right position to give you feedback. You know what I mean? So, sometimes, it's not like they know any better or that they know how it's supposed to be. Diba? So, it depends also where the feedback is coming from. But I believe firmly in self-critique. So,
same.
Yeah. Dapat marunong
yeah, especially kasi
to do that to yourself. Para whatever feedback you get, it only basically parang cements what you already know. You know what I mean? When it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Parang for me, I would only accept feedback if directly affected sila. You know what I mean? Or like, let's say we closely work together. Then, I would definitely listen. Kasi kapag, di ba, mga minsan, ngayon, syempre, it's so easy to get feedback rando. Mga randos on the internet. And you're like, okay, but I will change something that I do for you and I don't even know you. Diba?
Yeah.
Ay, kamote.
Ay, kamote ka talaga. We don't wanna, you know.
Nagulat ako.
Kinabahan ako eh.
Na-on ko yung camera. Buti na lang nakapatay yung may ano siya.
Nagtakip.
May security siya. Nakatakip. My God. Parang tumalon yung heart ko.
Mm-mm. Ako, Delix tayo dyan.
Ako nga, hindi ako pwede tumayo. Kasi,
bottomless, Thursday.
I see.
Thursday. We're all bottomless but today?
Yes.
Well, I'm not bottomless naman. I'm wearing boxers. But yeah.
Ah, ako din. Ish.
Oh, hindi naman bottomless.
Ako panty naman ako. Oh, ikaw ba rin?
Ako din. Ako panty.
Okay.
Okay, well, so we're all bottomless today.
We're all in our underwear.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good.
Bottom and reveal.
It's our Chico, ano ba? Lumabas yung tubo ko.
Hindi, kasi ang hirap tumayo. Ang hirap tumayo kasi naka-box, yung laptop table ko nandito. Okay, and the top. Kung ang gusto mo comes from Victoriano.
Victoriano says,
kung ang gusto mo, tall, dark, and handsome, dapat, tall, dark, and handsome ka rin. Kasi ang bet ng mga tall, dark, and handsome, usually tall, dark, and handsome din eh.
Well, depende. Depende.
No, not all obviously. Joke.
Yeah.
Yung iba borta ang gusto, hindi borta. Yung iba lean ang gusto, hindi lean. Diba? Iba-iba.
True. Sometimes you want what you aren't. Diba? You're interested in what you aren't.
Parang ano, nga no, like you like what you're not.
Yeah.
So, medyo may mga ganun-ganun yun. Okay, so, what about us?
What about us?
Kung ang gusto mo, kasi hindi ko alam, like, is it being said to me? Or am I the one saying this?
I thought you're the one saying it to someone, na parang ikaw kung gusto mo.
Sige. In that case.
Kung ang gusto mo, hindi boring, tsaka ano, kung ang gusto mo, mas exciting, mas life of the party, wag ka dyan. Tingin-tingin ka sa paligid mo, kasi, parang yung okay.
Ba't ang paligid?
On the same.
Wala ako dyan, ha? Wala ako sinasabi. Kay Hazel yan, ha?
Ha? Hindi, in general. Kasi I hear a lot of people na parang, kanina I was on TikTok. Yung parang when they compare, you know, different kinds of people. parang, eh, minsan, it's your choice eh. Diba? Nasa sa'yo naman yan kung gusto mo yan or hindi. May napanood kasi ako sa TikTok. Hindi ko alam ba why it keeps showing me that sa algorithm ko. Yung parang, I married my wife. I've been married for like 14 years. But, she's not the love of my life. The love of my life is the person before I got me. Yung mga ganon, yung may comparison na this person made me feel so alive and like, you know, made me love like I've never loved before. But, you know, my wife was like the one naman that I learned to love, blah, blah, blah. I will never trade her for anything. Pero yung laging may comparison eh, get. So, parang for me, ikaw, di ba? Do you want vanilla? Or... do you want rainbow flavor?
Kasi nilagyan na ng picture sa utak ko eh.
Wala.
May image na sa utak ko.
Wala naman ako specific iniisip pa. Ano lang.
Wala nga, pero ako.
It's a blanket statement. Oo,
may,
general blanket, ano yan, statement.
Ha. Kung ang gusto mo,
jowa ko.
Bakit parang fill in the blanks yung entry ko?
Oo nga. Di ba ano? Di ba si Chico na?
Hindi.
Oo nga eh.
Sige na yun na lang. Kung ang gusto mo, jowa ko. Para malaman namin yung kasunod. Blank.
Kung ang gusto mo, mga quote, interesting, pleasing personality. Sige, tignan mo na lang yung mga fina-follow ko.
Ay!
O sige, tingnan natin. Gusto mo, isa-isahin natin.
Hindi na nga.
Ano pa gusto mo? Yung from latest na finalo mo? Or yung ano, matagal mo
nakikita
na
nakikita ba yun? Hindi ba parang random siya? Random siya eh, when you open it.
Hindi, sa sarili mo lang na ano, na account.
Na-filter.
Oo.
I realized, well, kasi when I first, when I was new at the job, lagi sa akin sinasabi, kung gusto mo tong job na to, you have to show up. And then I realized ko na, I think with like a lot of jobs out there, ganda ba? For you to succeed in them, you just gotta show up, diba? Kahit sabihin natin, you're not that good sa simula, diba? Mm. You just gotta show up.
Sure.
You gotta show up and show out. Diba? Mm-hmm. Ganon.
Yes.
Oy, sorry ha, pero tinignan ko yung Instagram mo, Chico. So, tinignan ko yung following, diba? Kasi, ano eh, I had to scroll down, like way down, kasi parang, syempre yung mga una, yung mga common, ano natin, people na fina-follow natin, yung
mga moots. Mga moots.
Okay, let me check din.
Oo. Parang I wanna see. Yung, ano, ito yung lumabas nung after nung moots natin. Send ko sa group. Tingnan nyo naman, guys. Diyos ko.
Oh, sige, reaction. Reaction.
Unang ano pa lang yan, ha? First, ano? Puro
bakit puro topless?
Bakit ka? O, oh, ito yung second, ano? Ito yung second scroll ko, di ba?
Mm.
Yan naman. Bakit parang ang soft ng ano mo?
Parang may theme.
May
oh my
theme.
God, parang ano? Sa lahat. Oh my God, I'm still scrolling.
Oh my God, pinafollow mo
Christian Hen.
Ano? Pinafollow mo pala yung ex ng crush mo.
Diyos ko, yung mga pinafollow.
Grabe tong ano.
I cannot.
Christian, DJ ba talaga to?
Oo, oh, DJ siya.
Mm-hmm. Like international.
Ish. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So after that, pumunta siya sa state.
Sorry,
time.
Hindi kami prepared.
Break.
Oh, sige na. Game. Okay. Kayo na. Sagot na.
Okay. Ganito na lang. Kung ang gusto nyong mapanatag, panoorin nyo video namin ni Pipay. from episode 2 of My Delivery Girl na almost 1 million views na sa TikTok.
Yay!
Tapol! Tapol!
Napapanatag ako pagkapiling katawak ng kumay.
Ala, ala. Yun.
Yun. Pero it's true, ha, yung message ko sa iyo. Let's talk about this later.
Oh, my sige, Lord. Sige. Oh, please, off air. Please, off air.
But did there you go. Give an answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone, cool. But thank you for joining us on this, parang ano siya, parang cloudy Thursday.
Halong aga natin, 9:57 pa lang.
O, edi ano, magkwento ka, Mark.
Kuya Albert muna mag-entry.
Ay, oo nga.
Nung Monday, hindi yun na.
Si Kuya Albert,
wala kasi kayo nung Monday eh. Kami ni Hazel, natapos kami. 9:40.
Ito naman, binibisto pa. Hindi, ano, we just wanted to make up for all the times na nag-overtime tayo. Alam mo, parang mawiin natin. Medyo mag-
parang gulat na gulat nga si Nikki eh. Nikki was like, wow, thank you so much for doing this. She was like, I am so grateful that you guys are so considerate. Ganon. Ganon.
Sabi ni Mark, under time!
But I wonder when, you know, things will be back to normal-ish. You know. Nami-miss ko na yung ano, yung booth in fair. I miss the console and everything.
Sabi nga ni ano, sabi nga ni John Sinai, grabe nung Monday. Parang sabi ni Rika at Hazel sa Rushers, bala kayo dyan, lakaming pakay.
Alam mo, wala tuloy sila
grabe.
Ano, sa podcast. Hindi oo, nila inano, binalidate yung episode natin. Wala talang
hindi. They did.
Ah, they did na ba?
Yeah, I checked earlier.
Ah, okay. Kasi may nagtutweet. Bakit
wala tuloy? Oo, chinek ko.
Hindi, sabi ko, hala, ganun ba kalala? Ang aga pa naming nag-wrap up na hindi na in-upload. Grabe.
Hindi, kasi di ba parang medyo you weren't still feeling like 100% that time.
Oh, yeah. Oo.
Yeah. It's Monday. Tapos hindi ko pa alam na, ay, wala pala si Chico. Hindi.
Oo nga, actually. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Ano pa ba? Isa pang ano. Oh, tama. Tapos may ano pa. May TOH pa. May talagang binilang yung... binilang talaga yung mga minutes.
May plug pa.
I-guess daw natin si Pipay. Sabi nila.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
Tomorrow, if you want. Kung kaya, let's talk to them.
Alika, tanong natin. O, paalam natin. Mm-hmm.
Paalam natin. Let's do it. Okay.
So. Para dalawa na kayong, ano.
Ayoko nga.
Sa sample.
No,
ayoko nga. Dalawa na kayong magpapanatag sa amin.
Mm-mm. So, thank you for joining us. It's 9:59 and we're on time. Tsaka, alam mo, Marky.
Si Rocky na lang din.
Siyempre, bukas na bukas ang TMR.
If you guys really want, diba? I mean, do you really want?
I mean, diba?
Sabi, ano, comment nyo lang if you really want. Para, alam mo yan.
Nakakainis yun. If you really want.
If you really want.
If you really want. Parang feeling ko ganito yung bibig ni Hazel. If you really want.
Parang ano, diba? Like, you can comment sa Instagram niya. Or just naman on at RX931. Ganon, diba? Pwede naman. Hey, oh.
Mag-ano ka muna. Panty reveal muna.
Panty ikaw, reveal. Ito yung camera eh, oh. Pati yung panty.
So, tayo ng tunay na panty sisters.
Oo nga. Oo nga. Alright, but thank you for joining us.
We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.
TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage.
Marky,
Rika, smooth like butter, like a like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR.
The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.